Let us pray.
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Well, tonight we gather to celebrate the apostle and evangelist, St. John. We call him an apostle because he was one of the 12, one of the 12 disciples. He was one of the foundational individuals in the church. These were the people who were the closest friends to Christ. They were the ones who followed him, who went with him everywhere. These were the ones that Christ instructed and gave the authority in order to establish the church. So it's, you know, they have a unique position. They are the beginning of the body of Christ. And they are the ones who passed that authority to others and established priests in the cities where there was churches established to carry on the tradition that they had received from Christ. And in those cities where the priests were, then some of those would be consecrated as bishops to carry on the apostolic authority. Right. So these are the apostles. So, of course, John is an apostle, but he's also an evangelist because he wrote one of the four Gospels. So we call the four Gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the evangelists. So St. John is an apostle and evangelist. Most of the disciples died a martyr's death. However, as we read in our Gospel, St. John didn't die a martyrdom of blood. But he had expressed earlier this willingness that if he was called to die for Christ, he would do that. And so we call him a martyr, not by deed, which was St. Stephen that we celebrated yesterday, but by will. He was a martyr by will. He expressed a willingness to die, so a martyr by intention. By intention, not by will. Reading John's Gospel, one thing, and also his epistles, one thing that he focuses on is eternal life. And we all know John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, have eternal life. So if you read the Gospel of John, you'll see this phrase repeatedly come up over and over again, more so than the synoptic Gospels, which use the phrase kingdom of heaven. So a little bit different focus. And we just read the beginning of his first general epistle, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled of the word of life. They were with Jesus. They saw the word. They touched him. They are giving you, St. John and the apostles are giving you their eyewitness testimony in their life. And he continues, for the life was manifested, we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that, what? That eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. I think it's fair to categorize, out of all the evangelists, St. John is kind of the mystic of the group, right? And you can understand this because he grows old. He doesn't die young a martyr's death, but he's suffered, he's imprisoned and exiled, and then he comes back and lives in Ephesus where he finally dies. But you can tell as he's getting older that he's thinking, okay, what is this all about? What is this life all about? And he starts to ponder the mystic meaning of God and our participation in the divine mystery. He pictures God for us as light inapproachable. And the only way that we know God, in our being is through the person, Jesus Christ, who is the divine image of God in heaven, the Father. And he desires us to desire to have union with God, union with that eternal divine creator. For this is the complete expression of human purpose and meaning. And he points us to the way that we must take in order to experience this union. of course, he points us to Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So he says, he sets this image before us. He says, the beauty of God is this. God is light, right? And in him is no darkness. We read that in the epistle. He wants us to long for that beauty. And if we want eternal life, if we want everlasting life, if we want union with the divine, complete joy and the fullness of love, we must give ourselves fully to Jesus. And finally, this isn't some future goal, but it is something that we need to be aware of even now. Our eternal life in Christ starts now. We are to be living this life now. This is our challenge for us. We should shun anything that would distract us from that life. This is why we cannot honestly say that we love our divine Lord and Savior Jesus Christ if we ignore him. Secondly, if he's not an integral part of our daily activity, if Christ and our activity, our prayers and our spiritual devotions don't reside really at the core of our being. And then thirdly, if we sin, right? These are all indications that we're not really pursuing that divine life like we ought to, like John challenges us to. He challenges us to live consistently with our profession of faith, to live genuinely as true followers of Christ, to comprehend the beauty of God and to pursue that beauty, that glory, and that light. And as it is the only worthy goal of our existence. So tonight, we remember this wonderful apostle, a true gift to us from Christ in the church. We give thanks for the apostle and evangelist, St. John. We give thanks that God preserved his life so that we would understand that our lives in this world are a prelude to the eternal life in God in the next. Let us pray. Merciful Lord, we beseech thee to cast thy bright beams of light upon thy church, that it, being illumined by the doctrine of thy blessed apostle and evangelist, St. John, may so walk in the light of thy truth, that it may at length attain to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.